According to the BBC News of yesterday at 1 o'clock, the Anglican Archbishop of Uganda has said that we should all accept the Word of God as the Word of God. Now, this is in response to the current Church of England quagmire over the ordination of openly homosexual priests, the enthronement of openly homosexual bishops, and the ordination of women as bishops in the Anglican community. A number of senior figures from the more conservative areas of the Anglican Communion have threatened to boycott the Lambeth Conference, which is held apparently once every 10 years to ensure unity throughout the Church of England. Yet, at this time, the Church of England is on the verge of an irredeemable split, or schism, as it is called. The major grievances coming to a head over the ordination of openly homosexual Gene Robinson as bishop in the United States, and the blessing of a civil union in an Anglican church in Greater London between two men who are ordained in the Church of England as priests. Indeed, according to the Press Association on Monday, the 16th of June, Henry Orombi, the Archbishop of Uganda, reportedly described the ceremony as blasphemous and called on Dr. Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, to take decisive action if the Anglican Church were not to disintegrate. The news of the gay marriage ceremony comes as the Church of England prepares for a key debate on women bishops at the General Synod in York next month. The Synod is to be asked to back work on a national code of practice to accommodate opponents of women bishops. Now, a traditionalist spokesman has warned that the Church of England could face difficulties with around 500 clergy to the motion. He said if the General Synod proceeds to make no provision of the sort of provision that is on the table at the moment, which is a code of practice that is not legally enforceable, then the Church of England will face difficulties in respect of around 500 clergy. In his book, The Marketing of Evil, David Kupelian states that the homosexual agenda has focused on infiltrating Christian denominations. The result is that those who set the standards for society in past years from the pulpit are no longer doing so. And so we now have a situation in which society is generally somewhat confused. Now, today I want to explain why it is that the whole Anglo-Saxon world is going off track. Even those who are seen as people by people in the world as having been charged with the responsibility of teaching the high moral standards that were expected in a Christian nation, those people have in most cases completely lost the pot. We should not therefore be surprised to see that those who have been set in positions of authority teaching their flocks doctrines which are totally fallacious. The consequences of this will be to drive a wedge between those who would live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God and the people in the community at large. It has been said that people who have no specific beliefs treat those who do have beliefs as not exactly fanatics, but as fundamentalists. And so, you know, there is a growing rift between people who have belief and people who do not have belief. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to the first book of Corinthians in chapter 2 and verse 9. Here in this passage, the Apostle Paul explains how it is that so few people ever come to understand what is expected of men and women in their daily lives. The minds of the vast majority of people are closed to any sense of absolute right or wrong, or any sense of absolute morality. They have no comprehension of what is required, because as we see here in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, man has taken of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What he has is, as a result, a mixture of good, and that good is being diluted every day in an increasingly overwhelming mixture or concoction of evil. People are told that we must be tolerant towards others, and to a certain extent, that is good and proper. But in tolerating others to the nth degree, we are being forced to tolerate the intolerable and being forced to be tolerant to the totally intolerant. Those who stand up and quote their beliefs are often subjected to abuse and an increasingly intolerant judiciary. In Canada, for example, a Roman Catholic priest is being hounded by the courts because he dared to quote from the Bible in a discussion on abortion. Hate crimes are destroying freedom of speech in many countries. Now, I'd like you to turn with me back just to a few pages to Romans chapter 1. It is not just those who are considered aberrant who are forcing their views on society. Those with an anti-Christian agenda have been infiltrating the system for decades now. Indeed, the Woodstock agenda of the 1960s is said to have achieved the majority of its goals. Free love, that is really unrestricted sex, and that includes homosexuality. It also includes drugs and rebellion against the moral codes of previous generations. In promoting this agenda, the effects of casting off restraint have been completely cloaked. And in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, we read the following. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth or who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Now, by denigrating these truths that were, to some degree, known and practiced by previous generations, a new generation has arisen which just does not know. They have no vision and they've cast off restraint. That new and younger generation has no concept of any responsibility, and it only may have only a vague idea of duty. It has taken to itself teachers that teach only those things that they want to hear. And if facts do not agree with the generally accepted ideas or theories of the day, those facts are being buried and ignored. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, we read of the sort of teachers that have been raised from the ranks of mankind now. These teachers have been weaned from the constraints of earlier times. They have thrown off restraint, and there is no longer any absolute. Albert Einstein's theory of relativity has in fact been applied incorrectly to the realm of character, conduct, and also to honesty and integrity. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 we read the following. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables. Now, where is the sound doctrine today? Where is even freedom of belief, freedom to express oneself without fear of reprisal? The generation in which we live today has been deceived. They have taken to themselves teachers that have been drawn from their own ranks, who have been indoctrinated with the same fables that have permeated the society in which we live, and been permeating in this society for the past century, and in particular for the past half century. An agenda has been activated, and that agenda has very nearly come to its conclusion. Fortunately, the time is coming when, as Henry Orombi hopes, people will accept the Word of God as the Word of God. In conclusion, I'd like you to turn with me, please, to the book of Revelation in chapter 12. Here we read that Satan has deceived everyone. The age in which we live has been totally trashed. The destruction of society has been achieved from within. The threat has not come from the vast outside, but from the relative safety of our own numbers. The foe has been slipped in unawares. And in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 we read the following. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Those who have been given, or who have taken, the responsibility of teaching this generation, whether it be in the classroom or from the pulpit, have to a very large degree swallowed the agenda from Woodstock. Rampant immorality permeates the society and the world at large. A wind of change has been sown, and now a whirlwind is being reaped. It is by the Spirit of God that the truth is revealed, but men are suppressing that truth. And they have sought teachers that have not taught them the truth. And finally, Satan has thoroughly deceived this whole world. Soon, however, the truth of God will envelop this world, just as the waters cover the sea. And it will come to a time when, as I said, Henry Orombi will say, or has said, that the Word of God will be accepted as the Word of God.